Yeah, thank you, Kevin, and thank you, Sean, earlier. Quite easily recognised, we could have gone on all day and talked about those because we haven't touched on a lot of issues. What I thought we'd do was just to invite any questions, particular questions of Sean or Kevin, and if we don't have too many questions, then I'll do a, come on up. Then I'll give a brief summing up. So, gentlemen, any questions? Any comments?
Just a quick question for Sean. You might have said it in the speech, I'm sorry if I missed it, but which of the current controller of bill matters do you think is going to get the High Court first and sit in the first living room? Where's the law going to, which one's going to give us the law?
Well, I think your guess on that is as good as mine. They had an opportunity to say something about the DeRose decision, which did say something that either weren't anticipated or seemed sort of expansionary, perhaps, and they declined that invitation. Some people perceived that in 2002 they were pleased to put the native title decision behind them, and some speculated they didn't necessarily want to see native title cases again soon. I don't know. I think your guess is a good one.
Any more? Johnson, you're looking very... Nah. I won't dob you in. Look, can I say, from what we've heard today, it's a very complicated system, and everybody knows that. From the legal side of it and trying to understand what land commissioners want, and I can tell you from an Aboriginal person's perspective, coming from the Northern Territory, there is just utter confusion out there between what happens under a land rights legislation, the Aboriginal Land Rights Act in the Northern Territory. People think that they're part of that, or are they part of native title? We have in each state their own land legislations and how that all works. We've seen, and Sean touched on a number of them, the amendments, the six lots of amendments to the Native Title Act that are currently being considered, and what sort of impact that has. And in addition to that, we've got the government changing CDP, changing the way community housing's going, and looking at a whole range of issues that all impact on Indigenous people. What we haven't seen enough of, and Kevin mentioned it in because he had a sneak preview of our report, which was a national survey that we've done of all native title rep bodies and PBCs that exist to try and find out what their understanding was of land and what the meaning of land was all about to them. And so, that came back overwhelmingly that people want land and are trying to acquire land for social benefits, wanting to get the recognition that it is their land and our relationship as Indigenous Australians with the land. And it's only come into the public domain in very recent years that the government's all pushing for economic development on Indigenous land, and the land-rich, dirt-poor statements of Vanstone, and currently the move of Brough to try and make everybody a homeowner in a remote community, and so forth, and those sort of impacts. It's changing very rapidly, and most people in communities, most Aboriginal people, can't cope with the change. It's so overwhelming. But I think this next Native Title report will be another good one, hitting upon the issues. And what we have to say, and I think Kevin just closed on it towards the end, is what sort of benefit can we get from Indigenous land and ownership of land? One of the maps you would have seen that showed what land had already been extinguished, well, you can almost guess that the majority of that is all the good land, and so what Indigenous people are left with is all the arid and marginalised land, except that we just happen to have a lot of minerals and resources out there, except that we only own the surface, even if we get the claim back, and so what's underground is not ours anyhow, so you don't derive an economic benefit from that. So there's still a long way to go. It's a very complicated area. I think these two guys have helped clarify a lot of the issues from both the legal and the practical implication or application of the Native Title Act, and for me that was most enjoyable. So can I ask us all to thank Sean and Kevin again. Thank you. And